All righty. Let's get to a Mr. P's grilling tip, cooking tip, griddling tip, however you want to call it, because there is a meat special right now with your name on it at Mr. P's. Let's go with number five, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about. Ribeye steaks, couple of 12 ounces. 8-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon steaks, couple of them. 2 1-pound packs of filet mignon tender tips. 5 1-pound packs of ground steak. Oh, so good. 3 packs each of 2 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts. 3 packs of 2 6-ounce boneless center-cut pork chops. 1.5 pound of Mr. P's homemade Italian sausage. So good. 2 10-ounce Italian sausage stuffed pork chops. Again, ridiculously tasty. 3 pound boneless pork loin roast and a 6 pound bone-in Boston butt, plus a 16-ounce bottle of Pillitteri's barbecue sauce. If you can cram all that into your freezer, you're going to be okay. $220 right now, $219.99 at Mr. P's Butcher Shop in Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. Last night, I got the hankering. It's my fault. I shouldn't have done it. I don't know. I'd taken some chicken out yesterday. So I thought the kids and I might eat together. They were too busy. They didn't get home until an unreasonable hour. But I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and use this chicken anyway, because I can. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, you know, just the most common chicken that is available out there. Certainly what's part of the monthly meat special or the meat special I just gave you for Mr. P's. But I've taken to this. Now, when it comes to the griddle, and this would work just as well on the grill or inside at a pan, cast iron skillet or whatever, if that's what you want to do. But I've taken to, because these sometimes these boneless, skinless chicken breasts are monstrous. They're just huge. And so I've taken to butterflying them, which is to just put your hand, lay it down flat, put your hand on top of it, and then cut it horizontally, you know, so that you have two, and they're thinner. And then in order to make sure that they're all about the same thickness all around, so you don't get some parts done early and some parts done late, I take a meat tenderizer, a hammer, as it were. I throw a piece of parchment paper over the top, and I pound it out to make sure that it's all uniformly about a half an inch thick. And in this case, I decided to mix a combination of Italian dressing and Pillitteri's marinade. Pillitteri's marinade is the most useful stuff on the planet. You can do any number of things with it. I'll get into it a little bit more in a moment. But yeah, I combined those. So I had these 4 half chicken breasts, and I put them in a bag, and I did 50% Italian dressing, 50% Pillitteri's marinade, close the bag up, gush it around, put it back in the fridge for a couple of hours. And that's all it takes, really, is a couple of hours to make this work. You can do it all night if you want to. You know, for 4 hours if you want to. But it only took a couple of hours to get what I wanted out of it. And then here's the thing. I added not one bit more seasoning to that chicken. I didn't put any other Pillitteri's seasoning on. I didn't put pepper on. I didn't put anything on it at all, okay? I also chopped up a green pepper, a red pepper, orange pepper. I had some leftover portobello mushrooms and about a half a Vidalia onion. And I cut it up into fairly large chunks. Preheated the griddle, threw a little canola oil on there. And once we were at speed, and I don't really know what speed is, I'll just say medium high, I threw down these 4 chicken breasts and then on went the veggies as well. Had a steamer lid for the veggies, but what you really have to do is just kind of keep them moving so that they don't overcook and they don't become mushy. You don't want that to happen. After about a couple of minutes, I flipped the chicken breasts over, and they were relatively done on one side. I let them cook for a little while longer, and I went back over to the veggies, and I hit them with a little bit of Pillitteri's marinade and a little bit of drawn butter. That would be clarified butter. I know it's not terribly healthy, but, you know, it's not all sticking to them either. You know, part of it is being used for cooking. A little combination of the Pillitteri's marinade and the clarified butter is an amazing thing on these veggies. And not a lot, by the way, because you want the veggies' natural flavor to come through. So when the mushrooms were really done and we had a little bit of a coating, a little char on the green peppers and the onions, that was when I said, all right, we're finished with this. I checked the temp on the of the chicken. I wanted to get it to 165 because that's generally where you want a boneless, skinless chicken breast to be when you finish cooking it. I got it up to 160 and I pulled it all off because the fact that it was going to continue cooking once we set it aside was going to get it to 165. And I got to tell you something, that was all it took to make a fantastic meal for me. I cut one of those chicken pieces up, so tender, So delicious. You lose none of the juices on a griddle, which is what I really love about it, is that you just don't lose the juice like you would on a grill. And I'm not against grilling. Don't get me wrong. I still love it. But a lot of times, you know, that juice will come out, it'll drip, and sometimes you can end up with a dry piece of meat. Not so much when it comes to griddling. So, yeah, that was all it took, man. The portobello mushrooms in particular, I'm going to make sure there are more of those in the mix next time I do this. And the chicken was tender and delicious and everything you want it to be. So next time you go to Mr. P's, make sure to grab some boneless, skinless chicken breasts. You can also do this with pork, the exact same thing I talked about. You can do it with pork. I know because I have, and it works wonderfully. They also have that fantastic ground steak for making smash burgers or anything else you want to make as we work our way into the summer grilling season. That's Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. Go there. Enjoy a sandwich. They're making them until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and boy, oh boy, are they good.